Hello everyone, this is Michelle and you're here with Chill with Shell. So I always come up with like different topics to talk about. And at first, you know, I would just like write down topics and what do I think I want to talk about. But it seemed like now I go more within. So I'm meditating. Something always jumps out at me. And I'm like, okay, that's what I'm going to talk about. So it has to like be in my soul a little bit, you know. And I do these podcasts, I feel like less for the audience, but more for me. This is me going through my daily life. This is like my journal, my diary. And I'm just kind of up here speaking with you guys about it. You know, some people I've heard my podcast and took it a little personally and they felt some type of way. But once again, this is my truth. This is what I have to do. This is what I have to say. So, you know, this is my healing for certain situations that go on in my life. So, I'm unapologetic about it. I'm sorry if it hurts you, but I'm unapologetic about what I say, how I say it, and when I say it. So, what I want to talk about now is growing pains. That's what this segment will be called, growing pains. And just the regular pains of life. We all know that without pain, there is no growth. Think about it. When you're doing exercise and it's the first week and you're going hard in the gym and it even hurts to pick up a pencil because your muscles hurt so bad. And don't drop the pencil. You got to pick it up. You got to do a squat. Your legs hurt. Like, that's growing pains, but that's what is necessary in order for you to get where you want to be. That is what is necessary for you to have that bomb shape body by the summertime. See, my problem is I got to go through that part so many times. It's like again and again, but that's okay. I'm going to get it down. But yes, even as children, you know, you have growing pains. You ever heard your baby come up to you like, Mom, my legs hurt or something hurt? And you're just like, baby, it's growing pains. That's all it is. And I feel like that's what it is in life, you know. Pain is necessary for growth, if you ask me. Let's see. Whatever pain that you go through, you're going to go through it anyways. So I feel like you should definitely make that a learning experience. Since I'm going through this pain, let me learn from this pain as much as I can. I can't go around it. I can't go under it. Let me learn what I need to learn from this pain. And I feel like a lot of times, you know, I'm a firm believer when we attract things into our lives. And we are here on this earth as an experience. This is not our home. This shell we have, once we are gone, that person that's inside of us goes somewhere else. But this shell, it is no longer here. So we are here on this earth for a divine reason. And we don't even know what it is. It's just the experience we're going through it. And sometimes I feel like we get so caught up and what's going on around us that we don't realize that we're here as a learning experience. So when you're going through the pain and you're going through the growth, I mean, but you're going through the pain that is for your growth. You have to be inside the pain and understand, what is it that I'm supposed to learn from this? Like, what is it about me that keeps attracting this same pain? If you don't learn from something, it's going to just keep happening. It's going to just be like a revolving door. That's why you have to learn from it. And sometimes we get so caught up in one thing that we don't even understand, we don't even realize that we're just keep getting into a pattern. And like an example, if you're in a relationship with someone and then you go to the next relationship and you go to the next relationship and you go to another one and you're like, man, all men are the same. Every time I get with a man, it's the same thing. He dogs me out. He cheats on me. He beats me. Every time. So after a while, it can't be just that that's what every man is about. You have to look at yourself and see, okay, what is it about me that keeps attracting these type of men to me? And then you have to change that. You have to get the lesson. And until you get that lesson, it's going to keep coming back to you, okay? You ain't going to be able to go from the 8th to the 9th grade if you can't learn what you're supposed to learn in the 8th grade. So you have to really take a look at yourself and say, what is it about me? And that's the thing. I know I used to be a finger pointing person. Like, that person did this, that person did that. It was never me. And even though you may not have done the bad deed, but what is it about you that keeps bringing that deed to you? Like, what is it about you that keeps bringing that negativity to you? You have to release it. You have to let it go. If you hold on to something, it's gonna keep going in that direction. You have to readjust your life. You have to realign your life to how you want it to be. And that's from even relationships with anybody, not just family, not just relationship with men, but also family, also friends. You know, you keep getting a friend that keeps stealing from you. What is it about you that keep, you know, having people want to steal from you? You got to figure it out. But yeah, life is an experience, and we are literally writing it daily. What is it that you want to write your life about? You have the pen. You're the author. It reminds me of that song. The rest is still unwritten. Missed at the blank page before you. Okay, I'm sorry. I watched Dawson Creek and all that stuff. You also, you know, I be knowing them songs. Anyways, but for real, it's unwritten. Your life is not written. As much as we like to think that it's predestined and all that stuff, I mean, to a certain extent, I kind of believe you write your life. I say what my life is. Like, I am the author of it. I mean, of course, you know, God is the author and the finisher, all that stuff. But I'm talking on a different level here. Less religious today. More of what you can do for yourself. But you're writing your life daily. So what did you want your life to be? And the whatever you do for today, or whatever you're writing for your life today, that is what is going to have your future looks like. So like today, if I start putting money aside for my retirement, when I get older, I'm gonna be living it up, okay? I'm gonna be out here living my best life, okay? Because, you know, I'm gonna be a jazzy grandma. I'm still gonna have little short shorts, my nails did, all that stuff, okay? I'm gonna be like that. Anyways, I don't know what they had to do with it, but still. I'm gonna be, you know, you have to write your life now. And I feel like a lot of us, we can't see past today. And a lot of it, I feel like, has a lot to do with our past. A lot of us let our past affect us here today. Our past is something to hold on to. You guys, forgive yourselves. If there's something that you did that may not have been great, is there something that you think of and it brings pain to you? Rewrite your life. Like, you can't help what happened to you in the past, but it made you the person that you are today. There's something about you today that the pain made and that growth made beautiful. So, you survived. Like, you're not gone, you're still here. There's something that still needs to be fulfilled in your life, because it would have took you out a long time ago. You were here for such a time, and your time is now. So yeah. But as you know, this isn't gonna be a long one. This was just something I was just had in my heart, you guys, and just to grow with your pain, okay? Don't be a victim. Write your story. Write what you want and what you need in your life. So this once again was Chill with Shell. I do appreciate you listening today. Come back another time. We'll have some wine and have a good time. Bye.